first and foremost, welcome to the Phoenix Suns.
Thank you.
Break down a little bit of how everything went for you to make this transition happen.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've been playing in China the last 3 years, and this last year, been having a good season, but I was a free agent coming up this offseason, and, you know, so my agent was talking with teams, and, you know, the Phoenix Suns were very interested and spoke with their GM, and, you know, towards the end of the season, we wanted to make it happen, so we had to wait until my season was over, and we ended up making the playoffs, and had to extend for another week, and then was able to come back and make this happen, so I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
What makes the Suns a good fit for you, and how do you hope to kind of implement yourself into this lineup?
You know, for me, I know they like to play fast. They like to shoot the three. Some of the two things that I like to do and that I do well. But also, I'm kind of more of a veteran player now, a guy that comes in and can, you know, do his work every day, try to help any way that I can on the floor, off the floor, and then provide a spark, be able to come in and be able to score the basketball in a bunch of different ways. So, you know, it's a really good fit for me and excited to be here.
I saw a story, it was last year, you were saying you were hungry to succeed in the NBA if you got that next opportunity. How hungry are you to do that now?
For sure, extremely. You know, that's the whole goal. You know what I mean? You know, not a lot of times do guys get second chances, second opportunities, especially at 30 years old. And so I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I realize that. And I'm not going to take anything for granted. I'm going to go out there and play hard every day, practice hard, and just help our team as much as I possibly can. So I'm just excited.
Will you be able? Go ahead,
Karen. Was there a point where you thought this opportunity wouldn't come again?
I always thought positively. You know, I thought it was going to happen. You know, you got to kind of speak things into existence if you really want them to happen. You know, but, you know, obviously I've had some tough times in my career, had some ups and downs, just like anybody's life. But you just keep continuing to work hard. And, you know, I knew that if I kept doing that, you know, at the end of this year, I think I would have gotten an opportunity. So, you know, it happened, and I'm here, and I'm ready for it.
Is it fitting they signed you around March Madness?
That's what everyone's saying. Yeah, I mean, worked out really well. Obviously, March Madness is a great time for myself and for BYU and everybody that was there. So it was perfect timing.
Can you take us through playing in China? What was that experience like? You had a couple 70-point games too as well.
Yeah.
Had to be fun.
It was a lot of fun. You know, it's a different experience for sure. You know, I never thought that I'd ever go over to China for any reason. And then to be able to go over there and play basketball, being embraced in the culture, and Shanghai is an amazing city. The fans were so nice to my family and to myself and just treated us like their own. So I'm extremely grateful for the Sharks for that opportunity. And but it's definitely a different type of basketball and definitely you know, a different type of living. But I had a great experience.
Where do you feel like you grew the most as a player over the past couple years playing over there?
For me, for sure, you know, being able to play off the ball. That's something that I didn't do a ton in college. I was always playing on the ball, you know, and then I put a real focus on being able to do that because I knew, you know, in the NBA they had me kind of playing both on the ball and off the ball, and I needed to work on that part of my game, so I continued to work on that as much as I possibly could in China, and you know, I've gotten really, really much better at that, and obviously defensively just continue to work hard there, get better, get stronger, being able to read what the guy's going to do and play within the system. So all those things have grown maturity and gotten better.
Have you been able to go to more?
I mean, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to go. So I have no idea what the deal is. But, you know, I'm signed and passed off and ready to go. So, you know, just whenever my opportunity comes and just try to be ready for it.
It just would be ironic going back to Sacramento.
For sure. I know. I got a reunion trip coming up, you know, going to Sacramento and then going to Utah afterwards. So, I mean, it's a fun time to be able to be a part of it and be able to go to those cities and, you know, hopefully get some wins.
Why do you think it hasn't worked out for you?
It's a lot of things, you know. Sometimes, you know, it's just not the right situation at the right time, you know. And it happens for a lot of guys in this league. It's tough, you know. You got, if you're not, you know, one of the main guys every single night, you got to fight for your spot each and every single day. And you know, just didn't work out for me in the beginning of the opportunity. So I mean, it's you know, I have my second chance, and you know, hopeful for this opportunity to work out. And you know, but we'll see what happens.
All these years later, what keeps you going? What keeps you still fighting for this dream?
I just love basketball. You know what I mean? I love to play, enjoy the game, and you know, when you're a competitive person, you always have that drive to try to go out there and succeed. And I felt like I had some unfinished business that I needed to work at, and I've been able to reach a lot of my goals throughout my career, and you know, trying to reach another one. So you know, just excited again, like I said, and you know, when you love the game and competitive, you just want to keep going.
With this being a two-year deal with the option on the second year, how are you approaching this from the start?
Yeah, I mean, come in and be aggressive right away, show what I can do. You got to prove yourself, you got to prove your worth to the team and what you can do, and that starts day one, so you got to go out there and show what you can do every single day, and be a pro. That's what being a pro it is, being ready every single day.
Do you feel like the league, I mean, it's gotten so wide open, so high scoring, such a focus on three-point shooting. Do you feel like you're a better fit now than maybe you were when you first came out 7 years ago?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, the focus of the NBA now is, shooting three, playing fast. Mm-hmm. When I came in, it wasn't necessarily as much like that. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely tailored a little bit more to my game at this point than when I even first came in and when I left, even the last 3 years, even more so. So, it's something that I've continued to watch, continue to see, and, knew that it was a good opportunity for me if I could get one.
How much is that the 41-point game against Houston in the preseason? How much did that, I can still play in this league?
Yeah, I mean, I always felt that way. You know what I mean? I always felt like that. If I got the right opportunity, you have to have that faith and, that confidence. But being able to play against an NBA team again was fun to be able to do and be able to just go out there and do what you do on the court and have people in the States be able to watch me again. Not many people have been able to watch me the last 3 years being over in China. Games are 5:30 in the morning, and you can't really see them. So, it was fun to be able to do that in preseason.
What have the last, when did you get back to the States, I guess? Take us through what the last few days have been like, just getting back to the U.S., getting here.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's been a whirlwind.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot, But that trip is never easy to make. It's a, it's a full-day trip, and you get here, and now obviously trying to get ready with get used to the jet lag and trying to flip my body. It's from here, it's like 14-hour difference. It's very different, But I've gotten good at, trying to acclimate my body pretty quickly because I've done the trip so many times. But when I got here, they let me rest the first night, which was nice, and then the second day yesterday just went full go, got all the physical done, got everything that I needed to done, and was able to sign this morning and on the practice court today with the guys. So quick turnaround, but I'm used to that, and I'd rather have that than sit here and wait for a while. So
what do you think of the talent on the team, and how many of the guys do you know?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played well, any of these guys at any time in my NBA career, but a lot of them came into the league after I left. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of young guys on this team, but a great nucleus and guys that work hard. They like each other, we're just young, and that's the part of my opportunity to come in here and be a veteran guy. Try to lead by example, go out and work hard every day, show everyone how to be a pro, and I think that's an opportunity I have to do.
Was it James Jones that you had that phone conversation with to actually get it to be yes, this is where I want to come?
Yeah, I mean, most of that stuff mostly goes through agents.
Okay.
So my agent had been talking through, and then I kind of talk with them, but
what
was have
the
been able to
that they
yeah,
with you,
exactly,
suppose,
that's
yeah.
The, exactly what they wanted. They wanted more veteran guy that can come in that can come in every single day, know how to be a pro, like I said, but then on the court be able to provide shooting ability, scoring ability, playmaking ability. So that's something that they conveyed to me and we're looking for. So that's what I hope to provide.
The most unique thing you experienced in China is what?
There's a lot of, you got an hour. there's a lot of different stuff out there. But it's a fun culture. It's just very different. One of the funniest things I probably saw was I went to a restaurant, and they always have a lot of buffet style. So I went to a buffet restaurant, and I walk up to the counter, and all of a sudden I see this full alligator, and it had the head on it, and it had the limbs, and then it had the tail, and then it had a wooden block, and on top of it was just raw alligator, and people were just coming up and just taking it and just eating it and just loving it. And I was like, I can't do that, I'm sorry. Can't do that one, I'm not trying that one, I'm sorry. But yeah, we don't have that much here, so but you see a lot of stuff like that. It's just very, very different.
On the opposite side, whenever you've come back to the States, what's the first thing that you're like, okay, I have to get this food, I have to go to this place?
Yes, yeah. Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
I don't know exactly why, but they don't have great chicken nuggets out there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's just something that they don't really do.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come back, I'm like, Chick-fil-A right now. All right, let's go. Whitney, my wife,
yes.
We're going right now. Let's do it.
Is Whitney coming out here? Is she going to stay?
She's pregnant right now.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, she's pregnant and expecting soon. Okay. So she won't be able to fly. That's, you know, tough not being able to see her, but I'm a lot closer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I feel I'm on the same time zone. It feels a little bit better. And but yeah, she's doing really well with my little daughter, Wesley, who's two, and expecting another boy.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.